No. Beginning of Kayetzman. Past 12 months, the world has gone through a major trauma. Major trauma. And it's gone through a major trauma in many different directions. Life has been totally disrupted for 12 months. Those of you who were here for the past 12 months know the disruptions that were here. However, in the midst of all of this, Baruch Hashem, we're zocha that the learning Torah and yeshiva continued to meet him kesidrom in its regular way. Last year, those of you who were with us, had a full kayetzman on Zoom. Chavrusas, Rabbeim, Meshivim. Life outside was hectic in all parts of the world. We kept going 3 storm a day. Elul, Menach Ziv, a full Elul's month. The full charisma. The Ramban writes in Emunah Bitachon, describing the difference between what is Emunah and what is Bitachon. Bitachon, if I have absolute confidence that tomorrow Rosh Baruch Hu is going to send $20 million into my bank account in the United States and 30 million shekel into my bank account here in Israel. No such thing as bitachon. Yes, no. Emunah means I've believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, and whether those bank transfers will occur or they will not occur, that's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is bitachon? When do I have bitachon? Ramban writes, Bitachon means if I'm committed to a goal in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu with absolute commitment, can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'll be able to do that. Betach b'Hashem v'asei tov, shchom bo'aretz urei emunah. When it's the asei tov, my goal's in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm absolutely committed to it. And I do everything that's necessary. It doesn't mean that if I'm lying in bed and I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have absolute confidence that I'm going to put the Havana of this Gemara in my mind when I wake up tomorrow morning. No. I have to do my part. If I do my part, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees me he'll do his part. I'll be able to succeed my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tach b'Hashem, but you have to asei tov. Shchom b'aretz, when it's living in this world, whether I will have that $20 million in my American bank account or the 30 million shekel in my Israeli bank account, Emunah, I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running it. It's up to him to decide. And that is, Baruch Hashem, the commitment of the Talmidim that the Limud HaTorah would continue uninterrupted. All the mysterious nefesh that went into it, commitment to the Rabbi, commitment of everyone involved in yeshiva. Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed us with success. Then, at the end of last month, after we weathered one Nisoyan, it was amazing, it was a 12-month Nisoyan. And we did it. And even though there were a whole group of Talmidim who got sick, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chachmoso HaMeruba made sure it happened, Menos Mana. Beikar, the Limud Torah of the Yeshiva continued. The end of this month, after we weathered an amazing days of 12 months, and another Nisayon. It wasn't clear, the government changing their mind every day, whether we'd be able, people who went back to Chutzar, so they could come back for Kayetz Man. An amazing Mesiris Nefesh came out the entire yeshiva to decide. If it meant staying in Eretz Yisrael, not being with family, fiyantif, I'm going to do it not to endanger Kayetzma. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave everyone the ability after they weathered the Nisayon. And I mentioned Mar Shabbos. An amazing medrash. A medrash that says Avraham Avinu's ultimate nisoyan was the Akedah. The ultimate nisoyan being the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it to 3 days. It's not 3 days to go from Hebron to Yerushalayim. Even with a donkey, it's a few hours. Car, it's half an hour. It's 3 days. All sorts of things happened. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have 3 days to think it over, to make sure it wasn't an impetuous impulse. It was an impetuous impulse. He didn't weather the soil. To give him the time to think it through, to change his mind. After 3 days, he's totally psyched up. I'm going to do it. He pushed away every cheshbon that existed without going into it. And he's standing there. He ties up Yitzchok. Yitzchok's on the Mizbeach. And he picks up the knife. The Malach says, Al tishlach yod chalana. Now, once you've psyched yourself up to something for 3 days, just there and stop. He's standing, so what am I supposed to do now? So the major says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, let me do something. All the psychological energy that I put into this, I have to express it in something. Let me just, one drop of blood from his toe. I'll toss me, don't do anything. Next. Yeah, I tell you, Dati, I just wanted to see what madrega you're on. Afterwards, I don't need. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem gave him the soyim. Among countless yeshivas, no one's willing to make that sacrifice. Baruch Hashem. Talmidim here on a different madrega. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't need that sacrifice. Go home for Yontif. Now we're beginning a regular, now as regular normal life in this country is beginning. There's another Nisayon. The other Nisayon is that going through such a process of 12 months gives a person a certain hisromimus, spiritual elevation. But then he has to do something and make sure that he continues on that and doesn't fall. There's a danger. After such a massive effort, and a sustained effort, it's a sign of a year, of such a sustained effort, sometimes tendency to fall. Noach, I believe on the soil for a year. He, his three sons, his wife, and three daughters-in-law managed the entire teva, 24-7, feeding the animals, taking care, doing everything, 24-7, non-stop chesed. Non-stop chesed. And only as a result of the non-stop chesed was he able to survive. That's all part of the Nisoyan. It's a complex Nisoyan. For 120 years he built the teva. Kept moving. Then 12 months of non-stop chesed. There's a world of chaos out there. Everything's being destroyed. And it's a simple question. Where has Amandama says, the Mabel hit the entire world with the exception of Eretz Yisrael. So I saw Akasha in Sefer Machzidish, great-great-grandfather, Baruch Koseva, said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to save Noach and all those animals, why did he have to build a teva? Why did he have to go into the teva? Just pick them up, take them to Eretz Yisrael, and then, after the Mabel, bring them back to wherever they were before, wherever they were. He says, no. Dafke, he had to be saved. Dafke, he had to be saved in this way, and all sorts of reasons why. But the way he was saved was non-stop chesed. He had to show that he was in a certain madrega. He and his family. And he leaves the teva. And what happens? He couldn't sustain that. And he got drunk, and the whole story how he got drunk. Miyala Bahar Hashem, umiyokum umkom kotcho. Sustaining something. Now that determination that everyone had to grow in Torah, we have to make sure that we sustain it. There's a tendency after such a sustained effort to fall off. Mitzvah Hashem, it's Kayed Zman, will be a Zman, tremendous further Aliyah. After the Akedah, it says, "Yoshev Avram el Noorov," and the Medrash says, "Yitzchok heichen hoya." Where was Yitzchok? Where was Yitzchok? And in many ways, the sign was bigger for Yitzchok than it was for Avram. He was getting killed. Number one. Number two, he didn't hear it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He heard it from his father. Avram Avinu heard it directly. Not even from Malach HaLikim. So it says, what did he do? Once Yitzchak hit that madrig of the Akedah, he was the Ola Tmima. In order to hold on to that, he went to learn the Yeshiva Shem Vev. Now, there's an obvious question. A very obvious question. Chazal tell us, may olam lo poske yeshiva mi Yisrael. From the time of Avram Avinu, there was yeshiva always existed in Klal Yisrael. Avram Avinu yoshiv yeshiva. Yeah, yeshiva. So Yitzchak and so yeah, Avram Avinu went where? He went to Beersheba. He's going to have a yeshiva then in Beersheba. Yitzchak Avinu is going to Yeshiva Shem Vev. Wait one second. There's a problem here. Where was Yeshiva Shem Vev? Down the street in Beersheba. You're in Beersheba. You don't go to your father's yeshiva, go to yeshiva of Shem Ve'Avery. Does that make any sense? These are two very different yeshivas. Two very different yeshivas. Avraham Yeshiva, what was Avraham Avinu's yeshiva? Avraham Avinu had a whole open house. People coming and going. Avraham Avinu, in this open society, was trying to makarev the world, teach them about Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he saw three people, he thought were three dirty Arabs who worship the dirt in their feet. Got to run, oh, bring them into the house, take them to Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything. Shem Ve'Avery was a small, secluded place where they told the world to get lost. Yitzchak Avinu, if he wants to hold on to that madrega of the Akedah, couldn't go back to Avraham Avinu's house. Avraham Avinu was on a different madrega at that point. Rama describes it in Mordechai. Yitzchak, to hold on to that madrega, had to go to a small, cloistered environment. But both, but Yitzchak wanted to make sure he held on to a madrega. So now as we begin his man, we have to make sure we hold on. Claudius, we're at time preparing ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah. And it's a very interesting pasuk. Vayichan Yisrael neged Harhar. And it says Vayichan, it says Belevich, altogether. Neged Harhar. Facing the Har. They all face the Har. No. Rav Tversky Zichron Levrocha used to make a point. So when you face the Har, your back is to the rest of the world. A yeshiva is a place you come for one purpose. We're here to grow in Torah and Yerushalayim. That's what we're doing. We're growing in Torah and Yerushalayim. That's the goal. The purpose we come here is to learn and grow in Torah and Yerushalayim. And that means this is our focus, this is our goal. And we grow together. Vayichan Yisrael neged Har. So why is it Loshen Yochid? Rashi says, because of Belev Echad. Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. Kabbalah Satorah is done by a tzibur. A tzibur grows together or falls together. No. And that's what the tzibur is supposed to be. We're here to grow together. It's not Reuven yes and Shimon not. Because if it's Shimon not, then Reuven can't grow. We're all here to grow together. That's what a yeshiva is about. Nowadays, a yeshiva is a very strange concept. You have nursery school for four-year-old girls, they call it a yeshiva. Everything's a yeshiva today. It used to be a yeshiva that was for people on drugs to try to get them off drugs. So, unfortunately, one morning, one bocher who overdosed didn't get up. There's a whole trauma in the yeshiva. So, after everything, the Rabbeim there went to speak to Avraham Leib Steinman, what to do also. So Avraham Leib said, yeshiva, samim, yeshiva, drugs. He says, don't call it a yeshiva. It's a Torah rehabilitation center. Not every day. They're Torah rehabilitation centers and the yeshivas. Where are yeshiva? What is yeshiva? People committed to a goal of growth in Torah. And people are not committed to that growth. Torah. There are a lot of types of Torah rehabilitation centers, but it's definitely yeshiva. Now we're preparing for Kabbalah Satorah. Preparing for Kabbalah Satorah is a process. 30 days before Pesach, prepare for Pesach. There's no countdown to Pesach. No countdown. Prepare for Pesach. Maybe my wife in the kitchen has a countdown. This room has to be done by this time. This room has to be. No Klal Yisrael counting down. Shavuos is a unique holiday. We're counting the days till we get there. First day we left Mitzrayim. Wonderful. There's no point in leaving Mitzrayim. Stop. The day after they leave Mitzrayim, you begin a countdown to Kabbalah Satorah. And that countdown, every night, we count. Hayom Yom, Hayom Yom. This day, how many days we're doing. Because it's a very unique event. There are three types of holidays. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Three types of holidays that remind us of three different types of remembering certain aspects of Tzias Mitzrayim. First night Pesach, Chayav Adam Liros Asatzmo Kil Yotze Mitzrayim. Psychologically, I have to put myself back in Mitzrayim, kilu ba'atzmo achshav yotzim Mitzrayim, the Rambam says. I'm mentally there in Mitzrayim, sitting there ready to walk out. That's one mitzvah, liros asatzmo. Another mitzvah, laharos. I have to act demonstratively as I'm becoming a free man, dalekosos, mesubin, and the like. That's the first day of Pesach. Sukkot, the Gemara says, Kibbutz Sukkot Hoshavtis Bnei Yisrael. Is the mitzvah to remember, Gemara says? No, Yediyah L'Doros. And Rabbi Chananel explains, and Rashi explains. We sit in the Sukkah, and there's a hoped-for result. Well, what am I sitting in a Sukkah? Yeah. I'll begin thinking Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. And this is just sitting in Sukkah. Shavuos is in between. Reb Chaim had a very deep insight. We have two minhagim. I repeat this all the time. I think it's a very yesodistic thing. We have two minhagim in Kriyas HaTorah of the Aseres HaDibros. One is Tam Tachton. One is Tam Elyon. So Machlokes and Minhagim. Some read Tam Tachton, Yisro, Veschanan, Tam Elyon on Shavuos. Some read Tam Elyon on Yisro, Veschanan, and on Shavuos. So that means with the normal Kriyas HaTorah every week, two minhagim. Shavuos is 1 minute. Why? The Magen Avraham records this. So, the answer Reb Chaim gave, someone asked him, do we read Tam Elyon or Tam Tachta? So Reb Chaim answered in his sort of pithy way, it depends whether you sit for Kriyas HaTorah or stand for Kriyas HaTorah. Perush HaShel Dovah, what does that mean? What's the difference between Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton? Tam Tachton, each unit is a posuk. Tam Elyon, each unit is a dibro. If Kriyas HaTorah is Lima Torah Barabim, the unit of Lima HaTorah is a posuk. The Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph Omer Aleph says Lima HaTorah Yisit. Most from Gamliel Vola. But in many halachas, in Kriyas HaTorah, we learn out from Kabbalah HaTorah. So, If Kabbalah Satorah, if Kriya Satorah is Kabbalah Satorah, so then for Kabbalah Satorah you stand, Vayamdu. Stand. But that means, according to the Tzad of Tam Elyon and standing for Kriya Satorah, this coming week, we're Makabal Tazriya Metzora. Last week, we were Makabal Shmini. Or we learned Shmini, we learned Tazriya Metzora. Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton, standing, sitting. But in Shavuos, everyone agrees that, not that we have to imagine that we're on Har Sinai. No. We have to re-accept the Torah. We have to reenact Kabbalah Satorah. When we at Kriya Satorah Shavuos morning, what are we doing? We're re-accepting the Torah. And just like there was a countdown to Kabbalah Satorah in the Midbar, now we're counting down. And Shavuos is more in Shabbos. Says, you don't do things right before Shavuos. Why not? Because the world's in abeyance. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Im atem mekablim esatora muta, v'im lav ani machzis olam l'tohu v'vohu. The world will go back to tohu v'vohu. The world may continue. May not. What does it depend on? Doesn't depend whether Iran has an atom bomb or Iran doesn't have an atom bomb. Klal Yisrael will accept the Torah, Klal Yisrael won't accept the Torah. Right? Okay. There are other halachas. On Shavuos, everyone says, Lachem, the midst of enjoying Shavuos. Why? Im lav hahu yomo. If it hadn't been for Shavuos all the way back, Kamiyosi Bishuk. You know what you'd be like? Go to the Arab Shuk, that's what you'd be like. Ram says, no. Go to the jungle of Africa, that's what you'd be like. That's what the world was before there was a Torah, he says. And whatever civilization you see in the world today, it's a result of the Torah. And we, as Klal Yisrael, to understand the most important day of the year is when we were Makabal the Torah. That point in history. The most important day in the year is when we reenact it, being Makabal the Torah, and there's a countdown to that. But there's another aspect of Sfira. Other aspects of Sfira, we have Avelis in Sfira. Why do we have Avelis? We're leaving Mitzrayim, reenacting the whole thing. It's Avelis. Because 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva died. Now, the question is, big tragedy. The Gemara says, V'hoyo olam shomei. The world was devastating. Ad shebo Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Sena shebedorim, he found five Talmidim and he rebuilt. A major tragedy. So what does that have to do with our Avelis? What does that have to do with our Avelis? The answer is very simple. Why did they die? It doesn't say he had 24,000 Talmidim. He had 10, 12,000 Chavrusas. Shel Nogu Kovat Zebazeh. Just imagine what it meant to be a Talmud in the yeshiva of Rabbi Akiva. It's in Gaonim Adirim. Who knows? I took Talmidim for Rabbi Kiva, the greatest of the Tanoi. Going to Madir. But Torah has to change a human being. We're not the same person. If you learn Torah, Torah is supposed to change you. Loma Torah Lishma. Learn Torah Lishma. It gives a list, Nikra Reyo, Ovav. And the end of Muramam Torah Kolamais. It's supposed to elevate you above the entire, all the creatures HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in this world. And you have to want to be changed by the Torah. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Mikvos that Torah is like a mikveh. It can change a person, change his attitudes, his ideas, everything, his emotions. But he said, just like a mikveh, it elevates you to a high level of tahara and kedusha if you want to be elevated. You have to be bula tahir. Torah changes you if you want Torah to change. But if you don't want to change, you don't want to have Torah change you, if you don't want to have Torah change you, it's not going to change you. And we remember that. 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they didn't learn the basic Ben Odom L'Chaveiro. Because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, 24,000 Rabbi Akiva, I'm not interested. And they all died. I don't care about it. I don't care all of their learning. It's irrelevant. 24, and between Pesach and Shavuos, the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died for Hoyo, and the Gemara says for Hoyo Olam Shomei. The world was devastated because Torah didn't change them. I don't get along with him. I insult him. I call him an idiot. Who are you? You don't understand anything. No. Doesn't say he didn't get along with them. They didn't treat them with COVID in Derech Eretz. And that's such an important lesson. Ad Hayom Hazeh, we have to remember it. And that's why we have Avelus Ad Hayom Hazeh on the Sphere's home. A lot of tragedies. 6 million Jews died. A million Jews died. People talk about the Holocaust. What about Tachvatat, where a million Jews were slaughtered? What about all the Chobanos, the Crusades, the Spanish expulsion? People burned at the stake for keeping Torah and mitzvahs. But there's one thing we remember, because Ad Hayom Hazeh, we have to remember that. We have to learn that lesson. 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died because they didn't have Derech Eretz one for the other. So guess what? We remember that Ad Hayom Hazeh. The Rambam says, why do we remember past tragedies? Because we have to look at ourselves. Yeah, Torah is very important, but it has to change a human being, makes him an elevated individual. So that's the period of time we're in now. We've gone through a tremendous nesoyah, succeeded. Make sure we hold on to a madrega. We don't falter. We have to make sure that Torah changes us. And then we end up being different people than we were when we began learning Torah. That's what it says, last parakeet. It elevates you among all other human beings. And that's what we're counting down towards Shavuos, to re-accept the Torah, to further elevate ourselves.